from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Hey, oh, it's Fair or Foul Friday. It's the preseason edition of Fair or Foul Friday, man. It's like, I keep saying this, like the first day of camp, draft day. I'm like, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
I don't want to say today's Christmas, but it's a good day. It's like, what's like your fourth favorite holiday? I don't know. Like St.
Black
Paddy's.
Friday.
Hey. St. Paddy's is my favorite holiday.
I know it is. It's your birthday, man. We'll get there before too long. You still ain't even crossed the 30 plateau yet. So, don't celebrate too hard.
Nah.
All right, it's Fair Foul Friday. Allie, here's what we do on Fair Foul Friday. I basically throw out a statement or maybe just a topic. You guys tell me, is it fair or is it foul? Try not to opt for the middle line, which Rob Tribble always does, and he says, it's fine. Nah, we don't want it to be fine. We want it to be fair or foul. Mic'd Up is brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Big Lexus, small Lexus, medium-sized Lexus. No, I'm not going to do that.
I see what you're doing
there.
Wrong
segment.
W Sauce Lexus? I don't know. Anyways. We love you. He's probably down there listening. Nobody loves sports radio more than Bo Morgan. I'll say that. So hopefully he's in Miami, got a good night's rest. I know he did get there last night and was having a lot of fun, chopping it up with people at the hotel. So we'll do this fair foul in his honor. All right, here we go. Been talking a lot today about Dylan's TV situation and everything going on. One of the things we brought up, Abe Gordon, 5 TVs in his living room. So here's what I'll say. Fair foul, multiple TVs in one room. Fair foul, multiple TVs in one room. Allie, we'll start with you. Fair foul.
Foul. No. I'm not about it. Yeah. No.
Too much.
It's too much. A home is supposed to be like restful. I feel like different frequencies hitting you.
Overstimulated.
Extremely stressful.
Overstimulated.
Yeah. Foul.
What do you think, Dylan? Multiple TVs, one room.
I'm going fair. I'm going all the way fair. Hey, and this is somebody who's in the trenches, man. Hey. This is fair. Look, you got a big sports night.
Dude, I can't like you unplugging and moving it. Like,
look, just because I don't live that way doesn't mean I don't like it.
He's saying it's fair because it's his dream one day to have more than one TV.
It's my dream to be like Abe, have a Abe Gordon type setup. Nah, but it is fair if you have a big sports night, a heavy sports night where you got Braves,
right?
You know, and even tonight you have Falcons and Braves tonight going on at the same time. So. Sometimes you just got to watch both.
And for
our jobs personally, you know, sometimes you got to have two eyes on or one eye on one thing and another on another thing. So it's completely
one eye on
fair.
TV, one checking for snipers. All right, how about this one? Proposals with an audience. Alex, there's been 7 proposals at the Olympics so far. I wanted to do mine privately. It sounds like, Allie, y'all were in a private setting.
Yeah.
But some people prefer the audience. Hey, I want to do it in a public place. I'm going to do it during, on the Jumbotron at a Falcons game or something like that. So proposals with an audience. Allie, we'll start with you. Fair foul.
For the Olympians, fine.
Okay.
But fine. Otherwise, foul.
Yeah.
It's cheesy.
I just need a moment to myself.
No. Can you imagine it being up on a billboard?
What if Grant proposed to you like Disney World? You know, you're going to run the Disney marathon, and he's like, hey, we get down here in front of the castle, and all of a sudden phones go up. And
I
you're
mean,
just like, oh, no.
The marathon's what got me.
Yeah.
But the audience, no. No, thank you. Foul.
Be careful, Dylan, because Dylan is not engaged and is not married. So this is, listen, you want to be careful here. You don't want to get scolded when you get home.
I'm actually so glad you said that. I'm going to go fair for actually that very reason. I have a story behind this, a very quick story behind this. So Simone is a huge Eagles fan, as Bo always tries to call me Eagles fan, which I'm not. I'm a Falcons fan, die hard. But Simone is an Eagles fan, and she is a heavy Eagles content creator. She has been dead serious about this. She wants me to propose to her at an Eagles game. She already told me. She wants it. She wants that. She's told me, and she is dead serious.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. It would be great content.
Yeah, and that's
whatever makes her happy.
That's the reason she wants it to.
Whatever makes her happy, that's the key. Whatever makes her happy.
So I'm going to say fair. I don't mind an intimate setting, and like, I think it'd be cool if, like, you know, the parents and the maybe the very close family, siblings, if you have them, pop out and they're there too for that moment.
Yeah, that's cool.
But, you know, I'm going to say fair for the audience, you know, just for my own sake.
I did a quick Google. It only costs $25 to get your message up on the billboard.
There you go.
So if you want to do that, go for it.
Can you get your image up there as well?
Economical proposal.
All right, how about this one? August is top two worst months of the year. August is top two worst months of the year. I was thinking today, I was like, man, it's August 9th. Like, I feel like we got forever until college football kicks off and until the first week in NFL season. The Braves aren't very good this week. I mean, this month, it's going to start dragging pretty soon.
That is fair. August is tough. It is way, way, way too hot. School goes back, so traffic gets back.
Not really going on vacation anymore.
It's impossible to get outside without feeling instantly furious.
Yes, I agree.
You're just so mad.
I agree. What do you think? Top two worst months of the year?
Absolutely fair. And I'll take this all the way back to, Allie touched on it, going back to school in August. You know, obviously here in Georgia, we go back to school fairly early. We get out early, but we go back to school early. So between going back to school, it being hot, it is definitely top two worst month.
All right. How about this one? We'll move on pretty quick. Brian Snicker, Braves Hall of Famer. It's an interesting question. Hasn't, you know, had the tenure of a Bobby Cox or some of the other more legendary managers, but packed a lot of success in under Brian Snicker. So Brian Snicker, Braves Hall of Famer. Allie, we'll start with
you. You know I have to say fair on this one.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Of course I have to say fair on
this one. Grant bust the door down while we're sitting in here.
I mean, one of our best dates was at the World Series game. So, of course, we have to go fair for that.
Yeah. All right. What about it, Dylan?
I got to say fair, too. I was trying to think of a reason to say foul, but there's no reason you can say foul. I mean, we have to give Brian Snicker credit, too. Some of the adjustments that he's made over the years, they have helped the team. So, and just the way he is able to keep that clubhouse together and all the things, man. So I'm going to say fair.
All right. How about this one real quick? I got two more. Artists, musical artists that change genres mid-career. We were just talking about Jelly Roll. He didn't start off in country. Now he's like triple platinum. Artists that change genres mid-career. It seems to be happening a lot lately. Fair or foul? Dylan, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go completely fair. We saw Taylor Swift kind of do this as well, too. Yep. She started off in country, and now she's obviously way more pop. And she's doing great. I think it bodes well for the artist being versatile. It just shows the artist is versatile. And if you can have success in multiple genres like Taylor Swift did, like a Jelly Roll is doing as well, good for you. So I'm going to say fair.
I don't know. Okay, Allie, what do you think?
The way Taylor did it, that's different. She went from country to pop. Foul if you're going to country, because everyone just thinks it's so easy.
Yeah. I've been doing this. Doing it right now.
Right. I mean, Darius Rucker, he came over. I mean, and I love Darius Rucker, but everyone just shifts over to country. AJ from the Backstreet Boys came over to country. Like, okay, get out. This is our lane.
And I will say this about country. I'm a big country fan, obviously, and I used to listen to Allie on the mornings. I like my country artists believable.
Yeah.
I don't know that I believe Post Malone at this point. You know what I mean?
Some
of the stuff he's thinking about, I'm like,
making the transition to country.
Dude, he's been all over it. Blake Shelton, I mean, he's been all over the place.
Yeah, that's not believable at all.
All right, how about this one? Last one. Preseason games are must-see TV. Preseason games are must-see. I've wrestled with this one myself. I literally am going to see what y'all say because I haven't decided myself. I'll be glued to the Falcons tonight, but last night, I was take it or leave it. Preseason games are must-see TV. Dylan, we'll start with
it's foul. They're not must-see TV. They you can get a lot of intrigue out of them, and there can be good moments in a preseason game, but must-see TV, absolutely not.
Yeah, what do you think, Allie? Fair or foul?
Foul. We won't know anything, really, we're not seeing everything they've got, so foul.
I love it, man. That's fair foul. Thanks for playing, guys, and Allie, hopefully that wasn't too painful.
So, it was awesome.
It is what it is.
All right, you got a wake-up call. We got a couple of questions for you as well. One, what are you most excited to see? Even maybe who are you most excited to see in the Falcons preseason game tonight against the Miami Dolphins? And simple question, how many TVs you have in your house? Are you willing to donate your boy one?
Is it one? Is it one? Do you unplug it quickly at halftime?
Call us up, man, 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next. We'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.